From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder. This is Oklahoman Unfolded. On May 3, 1999, a massive tornado wreaked havoc on Moore and surrounding communities, killing dozens and leaving hundreds homeless. 20 years later, survivors like Carolyn Steger have moved forward but remain impacted by one of the most devastating days in Oklahoma history. Today is Friday, May 3rd. Carla Hinton covers religion for The Oklahoman. And Carla, you wrote a story about Carolyn Steger, who lived through that May 3rd tornado that many people remember, even if they weren't directly impacted, but remember that day for those who are around here. Tell us about Carolyn.
Well, she is she's a survivor. She's an amazing person. And I say that because she is very hopeful. She doesn't live her life in fear. She went on with her life after being injured in the tornado. She and her daughter were in her home in Dale City, in the Dale Air Edition. And they were getting ready to, or they were actually trying to clean out a closet so they could get in there, because they had heard through neighbors and other people in the news that the tornado was headed their way. And they did get in there, in the closet, but their home was destroyed. Basically, she said it was picked up and plopped down to the ground. She suffered a fractured pelvis, and one of the biggest things that happened to her is that her scalp was peeled off.
I knew I had to have something going on, because the people that came on site, you know, that are trying to keep you from going into shock and keep you conscious, were not giving me eye contact. They were looking like above, you know, and I felt like there was a wetness or something going on my head, and little did I know that I had been scalped.
And her daughter, who was pregnant, sustained some injuries as well. So she knows about recovering from something that's devastating.
Yeah. And what did that recovery look like for her immediately following?
Well, just on her head alone, I believe she had like more than 100 surgeries. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were things that she had to do. They took skin from her leg and placed it on her head, because she needed covering, you know, that you have to have something covering your head. And she, you know, didn't have hair in those places, so they were trying to help her, you know, grow her hair back, and which she has a wonderful head of hair now, and kind of that's kind of how I go into my story about her. She likes to tell jokes and things like that. So she is a survivor and a person who shows remarkable resilience.
Yeah, and we've heard these stories before. Most of us are familiar with seeing the impact of a tornado if you live in Oklahoma, maybe in person, or but most likely on television or in the newspaper. But some have lived through it, like they have. And Carolyn, part of her recovery included writing a book.
Yes, she wrote this book called Twist of Faith, and that's kind of where I met her. One of her friends thought that I might be interested in doing a story on her, and I found out about her book. It was written 10 years ago on the 10th anniversary of the May 3rd tornado. And I thought I'd give her a call, and of course she was willing to talk to me. And one of the things that she said that has helped her throughout all of these years, as 20 years has gone by now, is her faith. She said she doesn't think she would have been able to make it through, but she did because of her faith. And, you know, no one knows why things happen the way they do. But, you know, she doesn't blame God or anything like that. She's just wants people to see her story, read her story, and be hopeful.
It's a story of hope. I mean, it really is.
Sure.
Even as tragic as it was 20 years ago, I hope that if there's someone watching, if just one person might be helped by thinking, oh my goodness, I mean, you were scalped, you went through this horrible event, you know, all of the things that happened on that dreadful day, that monster that was unleashed on May 3rd, then that would be amazing.
And you know, her story is one of being a survivor, but there were things that happened because of the tornado that weren't great. The baby that her daughter was pregnant with, it was a little girl, and the baby was born stillborn, and but now her daughter has two sons. And so, you know, she looks at that, and while they were grief-stricken, of course, because of the death of the child, God is still God. Yeah. And that's what she wants people to know.
Yeah. Well, you talk about just, you know, on a day like today when you remember, you know, that tragic event. And in Oklahoma, there's several of these every year where we remember, whether it's a large storm or the bombing anniversary of just a week ago. So we're kind of used to that. We're also kind of used to hearing these stories of kind of resiliency. I'm curious, what was one of the, you know, one of her stories that struck you the most about kind of what her recovery looked like and how she tried to move beyond this event to kind of reestablish her life and move forward?
Well, one of the things that she did in the aftermath of the storm, you know, of course, she had lots of visitors and things like that. And her family, they're very family oriented. So the night before, or the day before the tornado, not knowing any of this was going to happen, of course, they had a family gathering of sorts. And there was a picture that was taken of her and her daughter. And on the side of them in this picture, there's a pillow that says miracles do happen, and or something about miracles. And after the tornado, I think when she was trying to recover, someone, it may have been her mother, someone brought that picture to her. Because for them, the biggest miracle out of this whole thing, I mean, yes, there were injuries that were sustained, and of course there was loss of life, but for them, they did survive. She and her daughter did survive, and they survived to carry on for another day. And so she looks at that picture, and of course she has the pillow in her home, and she sees that as just another little marker, just letting her know that she's on the right track and God is still watching.
Yeah, well, it's hard not to think of a miracle when sometimes you see that footage of those pictures of homes that have been destroyed, and the idea that someone could survive that, you know. Many didn't on that day,
yes.
But many did,
yes.
And are continuing to move forward, and even 20 years later still has an impact in their life.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Carla, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Also making news in the Oklahoman. The Oklahoma House and Senate will study separate plans to boost some state retirees' pensions next year. The Oklahoma legislature will not boost state retiree pensions this year, but the House and Senate are already laying the groundwork to clash on the issue next session. Also, Oklahoma City officials on Wednesday named an interim police chief following the retirement of Chief Bill City on Thursday. Deputy Chief Jeff Becker will lead the Oklahoma City Police Department while city officials continue to look for a permanent replacement for City, who announced his retirement in January after heading the department for 15 years. That does it for today's episode. I'm Ben Felder. See you Monday.